Locker room chats here on KMZA. I'm now joined with Nemaha Central head coach Michael Glatzik after their 67-6 win at Jefferson West. Coach, always good to get a win on the road.
Yeah, it's just like you said, a very solid win against a good opponent on Jeff West. I'm excited on how our seniors are leading so far through five games, and I'm very excited to see our practice work ethic throughout the week, and I think that definitely carries over to Friday night football game.
Cooper Hike, another big day, but that offensive line continues to do what it does, and it's block for Cooper. Tell us what makes them so successful.
You're exactly right. Cooper Hike's obviously he's obviously a workhorse back there, but it's hats off to the O-line and the tight end. They are blocking tremendously well through five games, and obviously that's going to open up the passing game here eventually throughout the season.
Your normal starting quarterback, Braden Uphouse, didn't get the start. Instead, it was freshman Carter Hike who got the start. Is there a reason why?
It's just like I said, Carter Hike, the freshman back there, obviously his brother Cooper, but Braden, he's been kind of banged up with his knee, but I'm hoping he can show up for a quarter or two quarters on this coming Friday and hopefully healthy the rest of the way out.
Good to hear that he might be okay, but talking about your guys' offense in general, this is the third time this season you guys have scored at least 65 points. What's the secret sauce that makes you guys so successful?
I would say the definitely the seniors and the weapons we have. Obviously, our offense is playing well, but I truly believe, I told the guys on Monday after film, I told them that special teams and defense are really setting up the offensive scores. You know, the past 2 weeks, we've had defensive scores, and then obviously on Friday night, we had a defense score and then two punt returns for that. So obviously, that helps on the scoring margin.
What do you think it is about your guys' special team that's different from other teams?
I would say the kids taking it seriously. Last year we had a bunch of, I would say, sophomores and juniors, and this year it's very junior heavy and senior heavy, and I think that helps out tremendously, and it gives our starters a break on the special team.
You mentioned your juniors and seniors being leaders. How have they taken leadership of this program?
Extremely well. Obviously, it started back in the summer weights on attendance-wise. We had multiple 100-plus attendance on the juniors, seniors, and obviously the freshmen, too. So I gave a plan for the seniors to start out leadership, and they definitely taken that to the next level through 5 weeks. And like I said, hopefully we can take that trend up even more throughout the rest of the season.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll have more with Coach Glatzik here on Locker Room Chat in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with head football coach of Nemaha Central, Michael Glatzik, ahead of their game this weekend against Minneapolis. Coach, this is a pretty unfamiliar team for you guys.
What's awesome about this is it's a new opponent, and we've never seen Minneapolis. The kids don't know much about their kids. Obviously, they're in a well league over there, you know, with the Southeast Lane and Boys, so obviously they've had some tough tests so far, but I'm excited to see what we can do with Minneapolis coming to town.
This is a team that comes off a 64-0 win against Horton, but other than that, their offense hasn't been too impressive in terms of putting up points. Coach, how do you make sure that it stays that way?
We just have to focus throughout the practice week and focus on getting 1% better. It feels like we haven't had a home game in forever, so I'm excited to see, you know, I'm excited to see the crowd, and I'm excited to see our kids perform in front of a home crowd this fall for this Friday.
Getting back to your offense, Coach, talking about Carter Hike, he did have two interceptions this past Friday. How do you make sure that in practice he gets enough reps to where he doesn't make some of those mistakes?
We're just going to keep it basic for him. Obviously, he's a fantastic runner, so we're going to try to get some carries on the ground. And obviously, you know, Cooper back there, he's going to get his yards. But hopefully Carter can do his thing wet back there and then just throw the quick routes, and hopefully the play actions will open up for him.
Last question here for you, Coach. Talking about Cooper, he has just been unbelievable this season. 21 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns every single week, except for this past week where he gets 5, and now he's just 81 yards short of the 1,000-yard mark on the season. Coach, how cool is it to see him kind of hitting some of these milestones?
Yeah, it's awesome, especially after last year. You know, he only had, you know, I'm not sure his exact numbers, but he was number 2, number 3 leading rusher on the team. So it's awesome to see him take them steps forward. And every film session on Monday, he's encouraging the O-line to, you know, keep blocking. He's definitely thanking them every Monday. So that's really cool to see from Cooper.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it as always. Best of luck this Friday. And I look forward to talking to you again next week.
I appreciate it, Jared.
That was Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.